This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge, and we're chatting some nutrition today. We head back to Norway to catch up with Hans Christian Tungesvik. Hans Christian, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Let's talk some nutrition. We haven't spoken about it much. We spoke a little bit about it in the last chat we had about recovery and how important it is from that point of view. But in your mind, how big a role does your nutrition play in your overall performance in an Ironman?
It's really important. It's if you're in good shape, but you don't do the nutrition correctly, you're out of it. It's not possible to compete on a high level if you're not focused on the nutrition. So it means everything. Yeah.
Have you found it's come pretty easy to you? Some people really struggle to find what works for them and what works for their stomach. Have you struggled, or is it have you pretty much settled on something pretty quickly and that's what works for you?
No, I've been lucky. I found what would work for me quite easily. My stomach takes almost whatever it gets, so it's not a problem. I've been phasing more and more over to liquids and gels instead of in the beginning. I almost only had solid food bars and stuff like that. But it's easier to get it down when it's something liquid. So it's more and more of that now. Yeah.
Talk to me. Let's talk race week of an Ironman, whether it be Kalmar or Kona. What do you do in race week in the build up to a race?
I try to especially drink a lot, especially in Kona, of course. I drink a lot and drink a lot of salt drinks that contain salt and minerals. And I really load up on carbs, pasta, rice, an extra load of that to every meal. That's what I'm used to from cross-country skiing, and it works really well for triathlon as well.
And race day itself, let's breakfast. What do you do? Do you do anything for breakfast? And then talk me through your race day strategy.
Well, for race day, usually I have some slices of bread for breakfast, as much as I can get in. I need that for the competition. Then maybe a bar just before the start, and usually I try to drink endurance drinks containing some energy during the bike. It's often tempting with water because it tastes cleaner, but yeah. Just need that energy, so I try to stick to that. And also, I'm usually mixing with between bars and gels during the bike course. And for the run, it's almost it's only the liquid hydrogels, almost liquid gels. They are easy to eat, and they work really well.
As far as once you've finished an Ironman, what's your go-to? Is there anything that you crave that you maybe deny yourself in the build-up to an Ironman that you have to have afterwards?
Well, it's a beer. You have to have that beer after the finish line, or else it's not an Ironman.
I was going to say, I know it's not ice cream, because it sounds like you have ice cream on every bike ride that you have, so beer it is.
Yeah, that's right. And then it's just, usually I go to the closest McDonald's and I just load up on everything they have, and then it's a food party for the next week. So that's almost the best part of it.
That's why you do Ironman.
Yeah, that's right.
Hans Christian, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Yeah, we look forward to seeing how you go at Norseman in 2017, and hopefully back at Kona soon. If it's not this year, if no one comes up with a check and sends you, hopefully 2018, and let's see how you go. Can't wait to watch you again.
Thanks for having me, Brad. It was a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.